Mercury retrograde. Sagittarius to Scorpio. The fire of truth. The water of transformation. Mercury stations retrograde in Sagittarius, completing the 2025's Fire Trilogy. But this one is different. On November 18th, Mercury slips back into Scorpio, beginning an alchemical descent from fire to water, belief to embodiment, philosophy to truth, lived in the bones. Fire represents transformation, life force, and divine spark. It creates, purifies, and destroys. In spiritual traditions, fire is sacred, the burning bush, the eternal flame, consciousness itself. Fire is never static. It demands participation, presence, and courage. When Mercury moves through fire signs, the mind becomes the vessel for transformation. All three Mercury retrogrades this year occurred in fire signs, a rare pattern of progressive initiation. Mercury retrograde in Aries, the fire of self-definition, the courage to think for yourself. This retrograde burned through conditioning, fear of conflict. It asks, is this my voice or my reflex? Then Mercury went retrograde in Leo, the fire of creative truth, heart's voice versus ego's performance. This phase exposed where pride and performance block authentic expression. It asks, am I speaking from the heart or ego? Now we get to November 9th, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, the fire of meaning, truth beyond belief. This phase questions not just what we think, but why. It burns through dogma and inherited beliefs. It asks, whose cosmology are you living? And does it still hold weight? Mercury stations retrograde at 6 degrees Sagittarius on November 9th, then backs into Scorpio on November 18th, remaining there until stationing direct on November 29th at 20 degrees Scorpio. Mercury will be in Sagittarius from November 9th to November 18th, the philosophical inquirer. Sagittarius questions your worldview, beliefs, the stories you tell, your public truth. This is the torch lit in daylight, examining your mental and spiritual frameworks. Then Mercury will move on to Scorpio, which is water, November 18th through the 29th. The shadow descent. Scorpio reveals what you bury, truths you fear to speak, emotional patterns beneath beliefs, psychic contracts. This is the cave where transformation happens in darkness and depth. You begin by revising your map in Sagittarius, but you end by recovering the bones beneath it, Scorpio. During the Sagittarius phase, from November 9th to 18th, questioning long-held beliefs and philosophies, restlessness with dogma or oversimplification, wanting to speak bold truths but needing to pause. Travel or education plans requiring revision. Foot in mouth moments and brutal honesty. Overpromising from enthusiasm. Scorpio phase from November 18th to 29th. This is intense, emotionally charged conversations. Secrets and hidden information surfacing. Communication becomes heavier, more intimate. Psychological insights through emotions, not logic. Dealing with trust, betrayal, unspoken dynamics. Shadow aspects of beliefs can be revealed. While Mercury travels in retrograde, it will have a few key aspects. Mercury conjunct Mars in Sagittarius on November 12th. The sword of truth. Words meet the warrior energy. This is peak fire. Passion, anger, and truth colliding. Communications can be sharp, impulsive, combative. The challenge, can you speak truth with courage without burning bridges? This aspect amplifies both inspired boldness and reckless speech, so watch yourself. November 20th, Mercury Kazemi conjunct the sun at 28 degrees Scorpio. Illumination in the depths. The heart of the retrograde Mercury is in the heart of the sun, a moment of rebirth, clarity, and divine revelation. This is when insights emerge from the depths. Pay attention to what surfaces on or around this date. It's the core message of this entire retrograde. Kazemi, purification by fire. Truth illuminated in darkness. November 24th, Mercury conjunct Venus. Venus in detriment at 22 degrees Scorpio. Love's honest mirror. Venus in Scorpio is already intense. She is in detriment, meaning she's uncomfortable here. This conjunction tests relationships, values, and desires. Conversations about love, money, worth, and attachment become unavoidable. What needs to be spoken that's been avoided? Where have you compromised your values for security or approval? This is deep relational truth-telling. Question: when it comes to this Sagittarius fire, does this belief system serve my growth? Am I living my truth or performing enlightenment? What teachings still carry fire for me? Is my spiritual practice authentic or borrowed? Scorpio questions, which is water. What am I afraid of beneath my beliefs? What truths have I been circling but now ready to name? Where have I used philosophy to avoid feeling? What needs to die for real transformation to take place? Some of the things you might want to do during this Mercury retrograde period: review long-term vision and philosophical frameworks, question beliefs that have become rigid, slow down passionate communications, allow emotional truths to surface without judgment, examine psychological patterns underlying beliefs, trust intuition over logic when insights arise. Some of the things you don't want to do during this Mercury retrograde: don't make major commitments based solely on enthusiasm. Don't assume everyone shares your truth. Don't use honesty as an excuse for unkindness. Don't force conversations before processing emotions. Don't resist necessary endings. And finally, don't rush the integration process. Do you trust the process? Write down limiting beliefs you're releasing, burn them safely, and watch the smoke rise as an offering to transformation. Your water practice, Scorpio phase. In darkness, write freely about what you've been avoiding. Let buried emotions surface without censoring. Or take a ritual bath, visualizing old patterns washing away. Question: what story have I been telling myself? Question: where did this story come from? Question: does that story still serve your growth? Question: what's the emotional truth beneath the story? Question: what would I believe if fear wasn't present? For you tarot people, Sagittarius is temperance, which is balance, discernment, and divine timing. Scorpio, death, transformation, is the phoenix rising. Mercury, the magician, consciousness directing will through the word. The gift of this Mercury retrograde: integrated wisdom moving from belief to embodied knowing. Authentic voice forged in both fire and water. Mythic coherence, philosophy matching lived experience. Emotional maturity, truth that includes shadow. Sacred speech that transmits and transforms. As Mercury stations retrograde before descending into Scorpio's depths, you're being asked to carry your torch into the underworld. Let your beliefs be tested by emotion and your words forged by truth. The fire transforms, the water purifies, and when Mercury walks through both, the messenger becomes the flame. By November 29th, something within will have shifted. when Mercury re-enters Sagittarius on December 11th, you won't be speaking from borrowed maps. You'll be speaking from live initiation. By December 16th, when Mercury returns at 16 degrees Sagittarius, the cycle completes. The wisdom is embodied. The greatest teaching doesn't come from the mountaintop. It comes from the one who descends, transform, and return with fire in their eyes and truth on their tongue. Key dates during this Mercury retrograde: November 9th, Mercury stations retrograde at 6 degrees Sagittarius. November 12th, Mercury conjunct Mars, the sword of truth. November 18th, Mercury re-enters Scorpio. November 20th, Mercury Kazemi, illumination in the depths. November 24th, Mercury conjunct Venus, love's honest mirror. November 29th, Mercury stations direct at 20 degrees Scorpio. December 11th, Mercury re-enters Sagittarius. December 16th, Mercury turns at 6 degrees Sagittarius. Integration complete. Cycle over. Mercury retrograde by rising sign. This retrograde moves through two houses in your chart, creating a journey from one area of your life to another. Let's make this personal. Aries rising, 9th house Sagittarius to 8th house Scorpio. Your beliefs are being rewritten from the underworld up. Mercury first questions your worldview, philosophies, and what you consider truth, then dives into soul contracts, shared resources, and psychological depths. November 9th to the 18th, Sagittarius review travel plans, educational pursuits, spiritual beliefs, publishing projects, questioning your inherited philosophies or religious framework. November 18th to the 29th, Scorpio, hidden patterns in shared finances, debts, or intimate partnerships surface. Power dynamics and unspoken agreements need attention. November 12th, Mercury Mars, bold truth telling around beliefs or money, but watch for combativeness. November 20th, Kazemi, deep revelation about what you truly value in intimate connections. November 24th, Mercury Venus, relational truth telling about shared resources or sexual dynamics. Shadow work, where have you confused belief with truth? What power have you given away through unspoken financial or emotional contracts? Burn the old map. Speak the truth you fear to name. Taurus rising, 8th house Sagittarius to 7th house Scorpio. Mercury begins by probing intimacy, shared power, the psychological transformation, then slips into partnerships, reckoning, and relational contracts. November 9th to the 18th, Sagittarius. Old debts, joint finances, or deep trust issues surface. Questions about psychological patterns and inherited trauma. November 18th to the 29th, Scorpio. One-on-one partnerships, romantic or business, require honest communication. Unspoken dynamics and power imbalances come to light. Key aspects. November 12th, Mercury Mars, intense conversations about shared resources or intimacy. Passion meets confrontation. November 20th, Kazemi, core truth revealed about what you need from partnerships. November 24th, Mercury Venus, relationship values tested, speaking needs without apology. Your shadow work, where have you compromised your worth for security? What needs to be spoken in your closest relationships? Rewrite those terms. Speak your needs without apology. Gemini rising, 7th house Sagittarius, 6th house Scorpio. First, Mercury revisits partnerships and public-facing relationships, then dives into daily rituals, health patterns, and service. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius, review of business partnerships, marriage dynamics, or client relationships. Misunderstandings and one-on-one connections need clearing. November 18th to the 29th, Scorpio. Work routines, health protocols, and daily habits require reassessment. Hidden tensions with coworkers or in service roles emerges. Key aspects, November 12th, Mercury Mars, direct confrontation and partnerships. Speak truth, but avoid unnecessary conflict. November 20th, Kazemi, clarity about what serves your well-being in daily life. November 24th, Mercury Venus, values around work-life balance and self-care need expressed. Shadow work, are you maintaining relationships that drain your vitality? What daily patterns no longer serve your health? Recalibrate your relational rhythm. Let your body speak the truth. Cancer rising, 6th house Sagittarius to the 5th house Scorpio. Mercury begins in work, wellness, and daily routines, then retrogrades into the creative heart, romance, and self-expression. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius, scheduled disruptions, health protocol reviews, workplace communication issues, unforeseen hiccups in daily routines. November 18th to the 29th, Scorpio, old creative projects resurface, romantic connections, past or present, need honest examination, question about authentic self-expression. Key aspects, November 12th, Mercury Mars, assertive communication at work or about healthy boundaries. November 20th, Kazemi, creative breakthrough or romantic revelation from emotional depths. November 24th, Mercury Venus, love language clarification, expressing desires authentically. Shadow work, have you sacrificed creative joy for productivity? What wants to be expressed that you've been censoring? Reclaim your joy. Let your art reflect your healing. Leo rising, 5th house Sagittarius to 4th house Scorpio. Creative expression and romance get revised first. Then Mercury dives into ancestral roots, family dynamics, and emotional foundations. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius, review of creative projects, romantic relationships, or self-expression. Past lovers or abandoned art may resurface. November 18th through the 29th, Scorpio, family matters, home situations, or ancestral patterns need attention. Unspoken family dynamics surface for healing. Key aspects, November 12th, Mercury Mars, passionate, creative, or romantic expression. Watch for drama. November 20th, Kazemi, deep truth about emotional security and what home means. November 24th, Mercury Venus, family values and relational patterns need honest conversation. Shadow work, where does ego block authentic creative expression? What family stories have shaped your fire? And do they still serve you? Revisit the family myth. Speak the story that shaped your fire. Virgo rising, 4th house Sagittarius to 3rd house Scorpio. Mercury starts by reworking your inner world, home, and emotional foundation, then moves into communication, learning, and local environment. November 9th to the 18th, Sagittarius. Family conversations need revisiting. Living arrangements or home dynamics require attention. Emotional security question. November 18th through the 29th, Scorpio. Important conversations, contracts, or learning pursuits need deep review. Sibling or neighborhood dynamics intensify. Key aspects, November 12th, Mercury Mars, direct family conversations, necessary but potentially heated. November 20th, Kazemi, truth revealed through internal dialogue or intimate conversation. November 24th, Mercury Venus, speaking emotional needs within family or close relationships. Shadow work, what emotional patterns from your past are you still carrying? How do your childhood wounds affect your communication? Rewrite the origin story. Let your words carry emotional truth. Libra rising, 3rd house Sagittarius, 2nd house Scorpio. Your voice and communication style get revised first, then Mercury questions your values, resources, and self-worth. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius. Review all messages, contracts, and local travel plans. Communication style and learning pursuits need adjustment. November 18th to the 29th, Scorpio. Financial reassessment, spending habits, or questions of self-worth emerge. What you value is being tested. Key aspects, November 12th, Mercury Mars, bold communication, but watch impulsive speech or arguments. November 20th, Kazemi, core truth about your worth and value system reveal. November 24th, Mercury Venus, money and value conversations, speaking about financial needs. Shadow work, are you people pleasing in your communication? Where have you undervalued yourself financially or emotionally? Reclaim your vocabulary of value. Speak from earned worth. Scorpio rising, second house Sagittarius to first house Scorpio. Mercury begins by revising your relationship to money, possessions, and self-worth. November 9th to the 18th, Sagittarius. Financial priorities, spending patterns, or income sources need review. Questions about what you truly value. November 18th to the 29th, Scorpio. Deep personal transformation. Identity, self-image, and how you present yourself undergo profound revision. Key aspects, November 12th, Mercury Mars. Assertive about worth and boundaries around resources. November 20th, Kazemi. Major revelation about who you are becoming. A personal rebirth. November 24th, Mercury Venus. Self-worth and relational dynamics merge. Speaking authentic needs. Shadow work. This is your retrograde. Shadow patterns, secrets, and psychological truths demand attention. Face hidden realities with courage. Recast your name. Speak the truth of who you become. Sagittarius rising. First house Sagittarius to 12th house Scorpio. You begin with a revision of identity and self-expression. Then Mercury slips into subconscious dreams and hidden realms. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius, personal direction, voice, next steps, question. How you present yourself needs adjustment. You are the retrograde. November 18th to the 29th, Scorpio, retreat into your inner work, unconscious patterns, secrets, or spiritual practice need attention. Avoid major public announcements. Key aspects. November 12th, Mercury Mars. Bold self-assertion, but watch for impulsive identity declarations. November 20th, Kazemi, profound subconscious insight. Truth from dreams or meditation. November 24th, Mercury, Venus. Hidden desires or spiritual values surface for integration. Shadow work. What mask are you wearing? What parts of yourself have been exiled to the unconscious? Surrender the mask. Let silence speak your myth. Capricorn rising, 12th house Sagittarius, 11th house Scorpio. Mercury starts in unconscious and hidden matters, then moves into your social circles, friendships, and future vision. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius. Subconscious patterns, spiritual beliefs, or hidden matters demand attention. Inner reflection over outer action. November 18th through the 29th, Scorpio. Group dynamics, friendships, or social networks require reassessment. Hidden agendas and communities surface. November 12th, Mercury Mars, internal conflict or spiritual warrior work, finding inner demons. November 20th, Kazemi, clarity about your role in community or collective vision. November 24th, Mercury, Venus, friendship values tested. Speaking truth within groups, shadow work. What unconscious patterns are sabotaging your goals? What collective dream needs your authentic voice? Reclaim the dream. Speak the truth your community needs. Aquarius rising, 11th house Sagittarius to 10th house Scorpio. Your networks, aspirations, and social vision are first to be revised. Then Mercury enters your public role, career, and reputation. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius, group dynamic shift. Friendships or social circles need honest communication. Future plans require adjustment. November 18th through the 29th, Scorpio. Career direction, public image, or professional goals undergo deep review. Hidden obstacles or power dynamics at work emerge. Key aspects. November 12th, Mercury Mars, direct confrontation in groups or around collective goals. November 20th, Kazemi. Career revelation, clarity about public purpose and authority. November 24th, Mercury Venus. Professional values and work relationship dynamics need expression. Shadow work. Are you authentic in your social circles? Is your career aligned with your true mission or just external validation? Rewrite the mission. Let your myth land in the world. Pisces rising. 10th house Sagittarius to 9th house Scorpio. Mercury begins by revisiting your vocation, public image, and career path, then moves into your spiritual frameworks, beliefs, and higher learning. November 9th through the 18th, Sagittarius. Professional direction question, long-term career goals, or public reputation need reassessment. How the world sees you shifts. November 18th through the 29th, Scorpio. Spiritual beliefs, educational pursuits, or travel plans require deep examination. Philosophy meets emotional truth. Key aspects. November 12th, Mercury Mars. Bold career moves or public statements necessary but potentially controversial. November 20th, Kazemi. Profound spiritual or philosophical revelation. Teaching wisdom emerges. November 20th, Mercury Venus. Values in teaching, publishing, or spiritual work need authentic expression. Shadow work. Are you teaching from lived wisdom or borrowed light? What spiritual beliefs need emotional grounding? Recast your teachings. Speak from lived wisdom, not the borrowed light. Track the houses Mercury moves through in your chart. Notice the shift from fire philosophy to water emotion in those life areas. Honor both phases, the questioning and the feeling. Use the key aspects as turning points for insight. Complete the cycle when Mercury returns to 6 degrees Sagittarius on December 16th. Mercury retrograde isn't happening to you, it's happening through you. Work with it consciously and let the messenger reveal what your soul already knows. If this resonated with you, leave a comment below, share, send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. If you want to show your appreciation, send your boy a tip at iamastrologyreadings at Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal. This is Paul Heath, and this is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.